All right, y'all. So it was a really cute episode. We played truth or token per usual. Nobody really toked anything because we already be token. One day we'll damn ourselves with these got doggone good ass questions from truth or toke. But until then, we're just high and we get by. Boston Bossy. Now, in this episode, did you feel like you learned something?
I feel like I have a new respect for Louisiana.
Go ahead and listen to Mary Jane and Munchies on all streaming platforms. Check out this episode right now. Please. I don't know why I said it like
that. I was like, please.
Please, Master, please.
Please. Please,
no,
please, please, no, please.
No, not my face, my money, my God.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. What's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane.
In Munchies.
And this is Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Ooh. Back like we never left. Okay.
All right. Studio in production.
Oh my God. Could you imagine when it's all like boarded up in
listen,
here?
Listen, well, we got the shelves and all of our soundboards.
Oh my freaking and goodness. And we have like
somebody in the corner over there. Zip, 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 zip. Hooking it up with the sound of the
laugh
track. Oh, it's
on. Oh my God. She want to make it into one of these shows where you got a laugh track in the back. And I'm just like, girl, you trying to fuck with my sister, right? You're going to have to put the laugh track in your ears when it's like that. So yeah. It can be like that. Because I'm going to be like, what is, who's laughing? We're not laughing.
Where's the joke? The joke is, I don't get it. What's up, y'all? How you doing, friend?
Girl, I am doing pretty damn well. I've had a pretty amazing weekend. I can't even flex on y'all. I went out there to the river and did some stuff with the Just Right movement. And I had the best time out here doing a little bit of surprise content. The Just Right movement is a bunch of spectacular energy of young ladies that just put a lot of effort into breaking the bounds of being fearless as a black woman and getting over those anxieties that have come over. So it was out here in the sun, melanated and whatnot. At first it looked a little cloudy outside, but then it was like, God's gonna put sunshine on you. Had great conversations and met a chick at the river, and I was like, oh my God, I see you, little mama. And she was smoking and she passed me the J. Now, normally, I don't smoke other people's J's, but I said, girl, something say that you might not even be real. Let me just slide on over.
That you might not be real.
She's like, you smoke this. And she's like, how are you? And we was talking, and I was like, oh, my God. Now, how do you predict this moment to be at a river with black folk? I'm seeing all these black folk being outside and shit. Ain't God good?
Hallelujah. Church tabernacle.
All the time, God is good. All right.
And all the time, God is good. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a fun episode. Smoke or pass it.
Okay, so with this episode, it's a straight up nuance of our truth in toke again. But before that, what did we smoke?
Well, that was Purple Mash. Purple Mash by our anonymous donor. Purple Mash.
Okay, Purple Mash got me feeling like there was some hash involved in that.
I do have a final, I got some exciting news for you guys.
Oh.
As we are coming up on our fourth season soon. Not right now, but soon. Y'all stay tuned for that. Mary Jane and Munchies wanted to do a thank you appreciation kickback. So look for that at the summer toward the fall of 2023. We'll have more information, how you'll sign up, how we'll select some random winners in addition to the vendors that we'll have. We'll also be asking you to go on our YouTube page and like and subscribe to all the videos. Comment beneath them. What do you want to see? Do you want to see some of the dishes that we've talked about? some of the guests that we've had over the course of the show. Let us know so that this is your thank you appreciation kickback.
Truly and honestly. Now, when it comes to some content, we gonna do it, honey. Okay, so before we jump into the truth or talk, we gotta go pay some bills.
Pay some bills.
Yo, we are back from break. Honestly, we be talking about the energy it requires, and sometimes we get lost and not end up recording our podcast on time because we're such best friends. And I tell her about my motherfucking life, and she tells me about her god doggone life, too. And we're black, and we're proud, and we're sisters.
And I'm not gonna lie, when we do the movie, it's gonna be soups fun.
So sometimes we get sleepy out of nowhere, like, because we've been talking for, like, 2 motherfucking hours.
And some people be working overtime hours, both of us. Some people be getting ready to do our whole summer break, one of us. And we's tired, but we not gonna let you go without your Mary Jane and Munchies contract. That's not gonna happen. That's what's not gonna happen.
So silence all phones on set, nigga. We playing truth or talk, bitch.
Word.
All right, so, look. Usual rules. It is pretty much truth or dare, but with weed. Today we've smoked our weed, obviously, because we're hype on motherfucking grape. So if we want to bow out, we need to do a light tap on the motherfucking board and say, we're done. I don't want to dispose that motherfucking shit out of my system. I don't have to tell you what I feel with that shit or act like that or answer any of these goddamn questions. How about that? Alright, no, I'm just joking. She would never say that to me. But anyway, so the first question that I have is one silly thing that you cannot live without.
Steven Universe.
Why?
We are the crystal gems and calling. It is the most simplest, amazing piece of artwork that I had ever experienced. It's just, go through some shit and watch that show and tell me if it don't touch your spirit. But it's a silly thing. It's a silly thing. It's not important. It's not urgent. But it's just a piece of cultural phenomenon that just gives me vibes.
Now streaming on HBO Max. Look, I've only watched Steven Universe as an adult with Sabrina smoking. My sister's watching. I was like, "What? Why this little nigga always playing with jewels and gems and shit? Like, the fuck is wrong with him? Like, he just a multi-layered nigga for real. Like, he just that type of guy that just can't." Anyway, I was thinking unfathomable thought about little Steven. When I smoked, I was like, "Garnett's me."
Mm-hmm.
And I think Garnett and I are one. But it's okay.
I feel like amethyst all the time. Guys, just don't get me. Let me be me. Who's Onion?
See, that's where she lost me. I would not know the one food character in it, bitch.
Who's not Onion. Actually, there is an Onion in that show. It's a little weird boy, a little weird white boy. But no, who's Pearl? Which one of who's
who? Not you said Onion was Pearl. Oh, you such a corny.
Because her head shaped like an onion.
You said she looked like a pearl.
Ah, yeah, she do. She do. You know, but she has been loving some. She do look like a pearl onion.
What that pearl onion had a little baby name?
That's what I was thinking about. I was like, oh, shit, her name not Pearl. But no, who's our Pearl?
I don't know. And honestly, I didn't know the character you was talking about in the first place. But I know who Steven
Maybe
is.
Maybe it's our friend of the show, Star.
All right, I might have to go watch Steven Universe. Excuse me. I'll be back. Just playing. I'm not going anywhere. I'm so stupid.
This is just like, I'm not.
This is good. Weed Albert's was like, yeah, let me. No, you're not going. You recorded, baby. You got to go back. Where was you going?
Listen, what's the weirdest trend you've ever participated in?
Shit. I'm a late 90s baby, so that would make me like a 2K-er. What they call that? Y2K?
Mm-hmm.
So, which trend did not come out while I was fucking alive? Every one of them, bitches. When it came to the motherfucking silly bands, I had them. When it came to them weird ladder wrench bracelets, the ones you had, you know, the ones.
Lattice salt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the braided ones that you had to use the plastic thing that you never, it looked like floss, but it wasn't. And then what else came out? The iPod Shuffle, the iPod Nano, I had.
shit, I had a lot of experiences with, you know, anything that was pretty much coming out that was fly that I wanted. Or somebody just gave me a silly band or the fucking bracelet. I will say, as a person that smokes weed now, I would want one of them silly bands now. I feel like silly bands is poppin' now. And I feel like the Latin Ranch thing, the bracelet, the damn bracelet, you baby. I think that shit is all the technology that me and kids had. I literally saw a 2-year-old freaking put on a TV show to calm himself down. I said, baby, you go ahead and calm yourself down. If it gets you right like that.
Emotionally regulating, like nobody's coming.
You give me my iPad. The baby unlocked the screen, knew the numbers and everything. I hope the baby could count. Why the baby just know the pattern? She be pushing the button up here. Them two buttons, four buttons. I think that's what they call four.
Not you look at the number and see familiar. I think that's what they call it, four. Is that a four?
The babies all be raising themselves nowadays. They be like,
four.
Can you put it on kids' YouTube, Siri? Because I want to know how to count. They keep on, they say these numbers. I don't think my mama going to come. She keep on giving me this damn device to talk to me.
No. Device, new mommy.
It's sad, it's but it's my true. Ball. It's true. Them kids be smart as hell too. Be smarter than you. You be like, nigga, how did you become this motherfucker swat?
Well, nobody was taking care of
you. Okay, so do an impression, best friend, of somebody you know. That I know. It can't be a random nigga. It could be a TV nigga, a mutual friend. don't do little Joffrey from that street. I don't know his voice.
I'm trying to think somebody do that they won't get offended.
I don't want to do this one too, so I'm gonna make Bossy do it. One of our TV shows that we like. Come on, give me a chef, girl.
Oh, I got you. I'm right here with you. All right, I am going to grow the quinoa. After I grind it into flour, I then will raise the bread with homemade yeast that I brought from my yeast farm because I own an entire farm dedicated to yeast. And then I'll have it dry shipped in, served on a honey toast where I actually milled.
This a real chef? Okay. Network.
No. Bravo.
Malarkey.
Mm-hmm.
Malarkey.
Yeah, it is.
Malarkey for real?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, my God. So guys, it's so much.
Grow the quinoa, you supposed to immediately say malarkey.
No, I would not say that because at first I was like, are you talking about me? I said,
no, I was like, you I don't have things that to do with your life. I've seen you even buy pie crusts. Now, Thanksgiving, oh, that's fresh. Because I helped to make it, y'all. But we playing a game? No.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that his name is a pun. And sir, if you ever listen to our podcast, know that you are what your name is. And I respectfully say that. I watched you on multiple platforms, Food Network, Bravo, all that shit, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you. You pull your own malarkey. And you know what? You do it. You say? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be mad at you. All right. So, next thing. Okay. My impression. All right. So, I'm going to go. I'm going to go somewhere we ain't been a little bit. All right. You got to be listening because when I bring this accent out, okay, what is one show we didn't watch all together?
Okay.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So, guys, when you cut the hair, I want you to just hold the hair, okay? Look down at it, and I want you to understand, depending on the type of coarseness, ethnicity, whatever your background of hair type is, we're going to cut and trim to that hair type. Okay. And also, by the way, I'm on 3 different platforms. You can catch me on YouTube, Netflix, and on my podcast. I do the most, and I'm really, really gender fluid. Look at this hair. Is it not giving you feminine? Is it not giving you luxurious? Is it not giving you bounce? Come on.
That's some facts on facts.
Who am I? One of our favorite shows that we don't watch together but always talk about. Oh, I'm making her scratch her head. Oh my God, queer eye.
Jonathan.
I didn't know that was a good impression. I know it had to be. And she tried to make it seem like, oh my God, who the fuck is this bitch talking about? I would never have it out.
Like, you was looking at me dead in my face. Oh, you know I'm high, y'all. But you was looking at me dead in my face. And I'm like, girl, that was a... And then, okay, yes. All right, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. All right. All right, we're getting this spicy now. We're getting this spicy.
All right. So what's the next question?
It's more like a dare. Say pickle at the end of every sentence.
Okay.
Pickle.
Oh, man, pickle. That's going to be a hard pickle. With all the juices. Pickle. Okay, but my seriousness, I love a good pickle. I'm a southern girl, so everybody know good pickle. You know what I'm saying? Be pickles be in jars, pickles be all around Georgia, just be in sacks and in Ziploc bags, pickles being Kool-Aid, pickle. Pickle egg pickle. I'm dang, I ain't got no more pickle.
Oh, so you're in quite a pickle? A croquetron.
What is a croquetron, Fitchell?
It's a little French pickle.
Say it again.
It's a little French pickle.
What is your
Jean, like Jean-Pierre.
Croquetron. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I'm still not saying it right. I suppose.
But it's like a little tiny pickle. People don't eat it whole. And yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Imitate a YouTube star you know until the other person guesses who you are portraying.
There's so many good ones for me to choose from. I'm going to go with this person. Hopefully y'all get it. Good, good, and look good.
Give me a little bit more.
Cute.
Oh, it's me, girl. It's me.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Okay, it's Kumi Jones. Okay. But how could you not? I set her up for success today. That's how you know when the chicken's really vain. That's how you, when you create the show, like, if you do the episodes, you can do stupid shit like that. Like, bitch, yeah, say me, best friend. Mm-hmm. Big old best friend. Yes, to the most extras, Max. Go ahead and let's pay some bills right motherfucking quick.
Hey, it's Auntie. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast. It's made for the listeners, the vibes, to be uplifted. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast reaches the masses of people struggling to identify themselves in a world of untold truths. It is time to heal the mind, body, and soul. Take steps to have needed conversation. We need to stop sweeping things under the rug. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast. Is May 7th through June 25th.
Let me tell you what happened in our tattoo experience in Atlanta, because we're back from break. Let me
don't
say
let her gas like I was screaming and crying and no foolishness.
No, that's not what I was going
to
say.
My tattoo artist himself said, I took it like a G.
Okay, So let me just tell you. I'm not coming for her neck like this, but let me say. Serena made it seem like, oh, tattoos aren't a big thing for me, but I don't really like needles. And I was like, that's a double entendre, like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, you know, I'm Princess in the Pea, and, you know, as long as I'm drinking and I have a couple shots, I'll be okay. And I was like, okay. Now, we go down to Georgia, and, you know, shit is not, like, we're not drinkers. Like, me and her mutually don't drink with one another, so we're smokers. So she getting her tat, and she getting all the types of zooted. Smoking, drinking, what, fucking dang, having dabs and whatnot. And she's squeezing my hand. Eventually, I'm looking at her like, girl, for somebody who wanted this tattoo so much, you squeeze my hand like you about to have a baby. Now, she ain't screaming or nothing like that. She keeping all that scream in her hand and clenching it. Okay? So, it's her ass up here telling me, like, oh, it's gonna hurt. She trying to hype down in front of people. And then, next thing you know, she, like, when she look at me, she got this little screwed up face, like, like she boo-booing. And it's just, like, one of them situations where I'm like, okay, friend, you don't really like getting a tattoo. You like a tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for me, when I got my tattoo, let me tell you something. I got sensory issues. I knew that shit was coming. I had the things that I needed because I will refuse for me to be bitched out because the thing is too loud. Not because it's too loud, sis. The thing buzzing too loud. It's not the pain that got...
walk in with my too loud.
Oh, my God. Don't let some shit be buzzing. And I'll be like, is that something buzzing? Oh, my God, my ears. Who heard that buzz? Y'all can't hear that? You don't hear that? Come on, niggas. It'd be like this little small buzz.
It's like, I can even feel a tattoo now. It doesn't hurt when they do the outline. But baby, when they fill that bitch in with color, woo!
Now, I will say she took the coloring like a champ because she has eczema and that skin irritation and how it blistered and how it came through. It was horrible. That shit looked like it did not have no color. Then it came back. Then was like, I'm so happy you're colored. Like, when black folks be having babies and stuff like that, and they be like, oh, my God, you're a black baby. Like, how would it be if you really had a real white baby that came out you? That's how it was. Like, that's how white it was. It was like, how did that white shit come there? But it was such an interesting experience because she was thugging it, and she actually still need more. We was just talking about getting down there and getting more tattoos, and she was talking about getting the Rise of Phoenix. And can you handle the Rise of the Phoenix plus you getting the names on your tombstone for the Tinkerbell?
Yeah, names on her.
Now, Rise of the Phoenix, how that shit gonna look?
I'm gonna do the outline and then I'm gonna do color.
You gonna come back for the color again? You keep on doing these two portraits? All right, listen, come back every year.
Them wings gotta be orange. They gotta have fire. What do you want next?
I say this. When my boyfriend...
BBMMC.
Fuck no. Why would I... No. Sorry, boo-boo. I'm sorry. Sorry. Wait. I know that killed your dream. I'm sorry. If you're getting the best friend tattoo, why I gotta get maimed with your the business? I don't wanna get maimed.
Well, what do we want our best friend tattoo to be?
Oh! You didn't even let me finish my thought.
Go ahead.
Because this is the Golden Girls when we've been talking about that for years. Yeah. But we don't have to talk about it. We can be about that when you actually ready for it. And I'm only letting Nate
Should we put it on our belly bellies? That would be lit.
No. It would go on like an arm or like a forearm experience or like or another part. Like, don't just save an arm, nigga. Like, because it's just a little. Or an ankle. You can't do no feet shit. Can you do some feet shit?
What?
Can you get a foot tattoo?
Like on the top of my foot?
No, like an ankle.
I don't want to.
We talk. See, we can't even agree on the places. We talk about the best friend.
Because
tattoo.
I was thinking, okay, right above my heart.
Oh, no. Word. That's for the children. That's a big thing in my family.
I'm not a vato. And let this eyes for all my
Leave me alone. That's see, she trying to come from my little baby part of my Latina. Give me water.
Daughter is for some joy.
The heart and the chest is for the children, okay?
For men?
No.
How many people you say with the children on their titty?
Look, first one always going to chest. I don't get fucked with nobody say.
Right, that way.
Anyway, like I was trying to say, because we know the best friend tattoo. She's trying to get a place on my chest like she. I had that.
Oh, I got it. And then get it. It's going to be invisible.
Nigga, no. She ain't getting my chest. Now. Whole point being is, my tattoo for this year, my boyfriend really, really want to buy me my trademark. He give me my trademark.
Kenny Jones.
I'm not getting names besides children. I'm like, where do you see a name in here besides the Fading Queen? And that's a pun within itself. So why would you think I'm just getting random? I'm not getting Queenie Jones and nothing on there. Now, I would get my own brand on. My own logo. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
And my boyfriend knew well.
And he would, because he always pulls through with these things. I'll get the family crest on it. I do it behind my ear, so you know it's real. So you put the fucking family crest behind your ear with somebody that got sensory problems. The fuck type of luck you think it is? Nigga, it's forever, infinity, and beyond, nigga. I'm just playing with you, but I'm being dead ass serious.
You're dead ass serious. I don't know why she asked. I'm just playing with you, Mike. I'm over here just eating my collisions, lifesaver gummies up.
You, I do that shit. It's a, nigga, every time an argument happens, excuse me, did you not know it's a family business?
I mean, I actually like getting tattoos. 100% get my husband's name tattooed on my ring finger. If I put your name on my body, you are never going anywhere. So be careful, young blood.
Now, honestly, if we're talking about southern states and we're talking about getting tatted in the south, we might have to hit up Louisiana because they got the medical. They just did that unanimous vote down there, just like, oh boy, he had did that little commercial or whatever with a whole blunt in his hand smoking all that good reefer. And you know what happened, dog? They have the audacity to do what the black man said.
What?
Oh my God. He was smoking that blunt and they was like, oh, we're going to have to make some money off of this. In Louisiana, I would say as a state, is getting all of its economy up. A lot of stuff starting to be able to record down there and be like be in the new Atlanta for filming and stuff. So go ahead on with your southern state as getting that medical constitution, right? Go ahead and just legalize it. Tell Georgia to legalize medically so at least me and Boston can go down to a medical dispensary and show our card and be like, excuse me, can we get a little shine in? Peace with sprinkles on top? Okay, thanks. Because it's so hard to figure out how to work and maneuver when you are a medical patient in the South. So the fact that Louie is on it, let me just say, that makes me feel like I'm hearing seafood crab oils with tinctures and freaking all that in a bag, just shake it up, and I'm getting fed as a medical chef. That means that I can go there and just be like, how much is your, like, motherfucking milligrams you want, bitch? And that makes me feel really good. I love to have that type of strategy as a chef. Like, how much do you want? 500, 125? How high are you trying to get? If you kind of chef and answer you questions like that, he ain't the kind of chef. He just trying to do shit just to get you to feel something. I need to ask for shooting. But what you feeling about this?
About cannabis? About cannabis chefs? About that whole cannabis introduction into our food blood systems? I'm really starting to appreciate
it. Well, damn. She took it to a whole different note. I was just talking about the southern legalization.
Yeah, but I feel like when we're talking about this, the Louisiana bill, where we're not criminalizing anymore, it's just like we're finally taking it into the place where it's a plan and we're not scared of things that we don't know, because we be letting people change genders, you know, and so we don't know how that's gonna work out, but you're scared of a little plant, a little tiny plant. What's it gonna do, have a baby and doesn't have uterus? I mean, it's just a plan.
No, now she's talking about how trans women talk about the womb transplant, but they would have to get a whole, like, their skeleton would have to be transplanted too, basically, because hips don't lie. That's the truth. Now, you are a trans woman, and I can respect that. Boss Massey has her own perspective, but, look, I'm just saying, just save all your money up. Get prepared for the new bones. That's all they're saying. You know what I'm saying? And I say you can't afford no new bones, but you're going to have to get a new bone when you can get some wombs. And except for them, maybe women who was born with big hips. I always wonder about the men that was born with big hips. Like, was that setting you up for something? You know what I'm saying? They realized you was a woman. Was that a benefit God was trying to set you up? Anyway, so a quick drink you can make if you were wondering, pondering such things and staying in trans people's business. My question is this. What drink would you make? I would make this wonderful citrus slushy on Bon Appetit. Now, I'm pretty sure that it is one of the most interesting things to have in the summertime is a good-ass slushy. But when it comes to Mary Jane and Munchies, we're going to give you our spin and make sure you win with it when it comes to cannabis. So,
So here is what the ingredients are. You need 4 navel oranges plus wedges for serving.
Navel, like belly belly. I was waiting to do that.
2 large lemons plus wedges for serving. And then 3 tablespoons of pure maple syrup, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 1 teaspoon of diamond crystal salt, which is aka that kosher for that kosher salt. You can get that Morton's too, but we all know diamonds are superior salt. Don't even act like the flakes aren't superior, period. But for all you ones that want to turn it up a notch, get a little freaky with them, go ahead and put you in your CBD. If you're scary and you just want to just be on that light side, I'm not saying you're scary, but you're kind of a little scary if you want to have no CBD. But maybe you're not in a legalized state and you just want to get healed, okay? But if you're crazy, go ahead and put that THC in your dog, okay? And I'm going to say start off with 1/2 teaspoon and work yourself up in dosage. Maximum 1 tablespoon if you just having a quick slushy. And I think that would do you great. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and you're going to put that in a blender after you juice all things. And you can either blend it up and do how they do those Costco, like, fruit sorbets and put it back in, like, its cup of the fruit. Like, cut the orange in half after you juice it. Take the peel and the rind. Well, take the pulp out and then leave the rind. Put that in the freezer after you blend it for a while. Cooking with gas. About 30, 40 minutes, stir it up. Mix it all together. It's probably a 3-hour process of just making sure it's flaking right. And ask the questions you need by looking at Bon Appetit for further instruction. Without further ado, we are going to tell you to subscribe to Mary Jane and Munchie's YouTube page. It is serious out here. Y'all, like I said, I'm about to go to Vermont, so we have to get more content through. And at this point, I feel like I would like a good old slushie because of the hard work that I'm putting into. And by the time I go to Vermont, I'm going to be like, can I get a slushie? I don't know. How would I make it? I could just go to this Bon Appetit recipe. But those recipes that, you know, we just be saying on Mary Jane and Munchie's podcast could and will be flipped into YouTube videos. We'll go back in all the content and I'll show you how to dose yourself and you're not going to be all scared. You'll be able to do it with CBD or THC. But you just have to subscribe to the YouTube page. We're trying to grow that girl all the way up so that way we can have the biggest reach we can and take over the Boston smoker lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? We just want y'all to be like Mary Jane and Munchies. Best friend, where can they find you?
You can find me at BostonBossy _ on IG. You can find me as BostonBossy all over Facebook. You can find me on BO Live, Powerpuff 88. And you can find me on Uplive at Grinding. You can also find me on TikTok. You can find me on Snapchat. Your girl be out here. Just like one of my favorite podcasts, we out here at Survive. Your girl be out here. What's up?
Oh my gosh. Look, go ahead and do Auntie a justice. Bop that content through and letting them know to listen to We Out Here as a Bi podcast, but hosted by the queen herself, Auntie Charlotte. Go ahead and get your self-improvement on. But as for Mary Jane and Munchies, I'm Queenie Jones at QUEEMIEJONES on all platforms. I mean, you can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, all there, baby. And honestly, I'm just at the point where I'm trying to share that content. We finally getting that editation going. That means you're going to see on a Wednesday and Saturdays at 5 p.m. content being put through. Yeah. At 5 p.m. Yeah, I keep on saying that number because it's at 5 p.m. But now, I really took time to think about how I want to share and spread through these times. And I'm really getting blessed in multiple areas. So go ahead and subscribe. Again, it's QUEE, that's EEMIEJONES, on all platforms. Bye!
Bye!
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.